Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, what was your reaction to just the news that the season ended? Obviously, you were off the ice, but with Don being let go.
I think obviously shocking. You don't ever want to see that. People get fired. Respect Donnie. I liked him. I liked him a lot. I've known him for a while, obviously, with the U.S. stuff. And, nothing for respect for him. And just tough to see it go because, he gets fired because of the way we play in this room. So, you take some of that burden as well. So it's just a tough day, kind of.
In the last 48 hours, we've heard a lot about accountability, what could have been different this year, just as players. I mean, what can be done during a season to try to get things on track with what you can control in terms of, focus and practice, those sort of things?
Yeah, I think the practice is probably the biggest one. We could definitely practice way harder, and, they'll start a training camp next year. And, I don't necessarily think back on track. Like, I don't think we got that too off the rails. But everyone still believes in the group, and maybe just a little kick in the butt in the right direction from a new head coach with some experience. And I think we'll be just fine. When I say hard, I don't necessarily mean like you gotta be skating up the ice way like more and exhaust. It's but I think just more mentally engaged and maybe a little bit more of a purpose or objective when you go out there. With those things it could be a lot better.
Where are you physically right now?
I'm good. Just recovering shoulder surgery, if you guys didn't know that, but just re-strengthening my shoulder right now, just a couple more weeks of that probably, and then I'll be fine.
How challenging was that injury? I know that you were frustrated with your game leading up to that, at least to a certain extent. So what's just reflecting on the year going into the offseason, what are your thoughts?
It was tough. I can't lie to you, it's probably the hardest mental year of my career so far, and definitely had the injury bug here the last couple of years, and I could flip and I could go 5 years now and play all 82 for 5 years, so just trying to stay positive, train a little different this summer, But, I mean, everyone says that injuries they suck. And when you're not around the group for that long and miss out on everything, it's hard. It's really hard. And definitely struggle with it this year. But, you know, I think going in the summer, get my body right and, you know, train a little different and just come back healthy and ready to play. I'm already pretty excited for next year. And, you know, I miss being on the ice every day. So, yeah.
Is there anything you learned about yourself mentally with that struggle? Obviously, there's the physical struggle of injuries, but like you said, the mental toughness is a big component of the last few months.
Learned about myself, how hard I could be on myself sometimes. I think the biggest thing you learn is like who's really in your support system. You know, I'm lucky enough to have a lot of really good friends and family that have my back. So, you know, I think you just try to lean on them in those situations. But, yeah, I mean, it was some hard days there for sure. When you got a sling on for 6 weeks and you can only use one arm and you're alone in Buffalo when the team's on the road, it sucks. So, yeah, I think... Yeah, I learned a lot about myself, but, yeah.
Some injuries you can't help. I mean, but do you look at some of the injuries at all and say, I could have been in a better, maybe I was in a bad position or something like that, that maybe it could have been avoided, or are they just been kind of bad luck?
I'd say both, Paul. You know, like one-timers, like off the ankle or something, like I don't know what you're supposed to do about that. The skates just keep getting lighter and thinner, so you get everyone getting faster. But and then some of them, like my knee injury last year in Vancouver, like freak accident. But I mean, I could definitely not, you know, stick my leg in there like that and try to hold them off, kind of. So I think definitely a combination of both. You know, it's a hard game. I play a hard style. Like I'm gonna be banged up. I'm not saying that, but. I think some of them are probably avoidable.
What type of stuff did you do to keep your spirits up while you're away? Like, who'd you lean on? And
me and Quinter spent a lot of time together when he was injured there too. I don't know. A lot of video games with my buddies from home, just get my mind off things. But you know, the staff here was great, Mikey. Though, so. You know, every day rehabbing with me was great, and you know, I think just trying to talk about other things besides hockey and get to know people on another level helps. So just try to do that.
What percentage are you back now?
Percentage am I back now?
Yeah. You could estimate or guess.
I did my surgery out in Vail. The surgeon told me a couple weeks ago I could start skating if I wanted to. No contact right now, but. Not too far off, no.
What's your reaction to see that, not only what Quinter Jack went through this year, but, I mean, when he was on the ice, what he was able to do?
I would say it didn't shock me because I know how good he is. I think Quinter's a hell of a player. Super talented, super, detail-oriented, I guess you could say. He loves, you know, learning little new things and, I think he's a really good hockey player, and you know, I think it was pretty impressive too what he was able to do with how short of a time he was in games. And I got no worries for Quinter going forward. He'll be a hell of a hockey player for a long time.
Dally, he's going to be on his fourth head coach, and some of you guys are on your second GM. But this one, probably firing O'Donnell, is a shock to some of these guys. How much is it a little bit of a wake up call for young guys who maybe have not gone through this before and understand?
Like for me, like Donnie's been my head coach the whole time I've been in the NHL. So, I think you realize how much of a business it is, but, you know, for me, I kind of grew up in this world and, you know, my dad being in with the Flyers for a long time. So, like I was saying earlier, like it sucks to see him go, like, you know, really respect him as a person. And, you know, it's, you know, if you played better, you probably wouldn't be fired. So, it's tough. I mean, I think, know, just with a new guy, though, just a new presence, new look, it'll be good for the group for sure.
Not easy for a defenseman to transition to a new team mid-season the way that Bo did, but just from afar, what'd you think about the addition there and how he fits with you guys long-term, given what else you have on the back end?
Yeah, I think obviously he's a hell of a player, but I think coming in it was pretty impressive how smooth he went in there. Obviously playing with Rass probably helps, but he's Stanley Cup champ for a reason. He was unreal in that playoff run for Colorado, and just having him, know a bunch of other guys in the room, it seemed like he was just part of the team for the whole year. Pretty seamless transition.
Watching the games, what did you think of UPL's performance down the stretch?
Oopie's a dog. I thought he was unreal. I've always thought he was a really good goalie, especially, I've seen him since we were in Rochester together a couple of years ago, and just super happy for him. Really think he deserves it. Works his butt off, and I think he's a hell of a goalie, and he's obviously really big and athletic too. So, just excited for him. And, next year he'll probably be even better. So, good for us too.
You talked about, the aggressive style of play you have. And as this team gets what you call the kick in the butt, or just to wake up with what's going on this offseason, how do you think more people in this room can grow their game that way as you have through your career? Or do you think that type of grit is more needed?
I think you can't ask everybody to, play that style of role. I think, what makes you good is can be different things. In my case, that's what it is. I think when you get more winning, or when you're winning more, I think that comes out more. And that's just naturally like the game, Washington game, guys fighting at the end there. I think, Dahmer's not a fighter, but he wants to win and he cares. So, comes out like that. So I think you could see a lot more of that in those situations, but I don't think anybody really has to force it if that's what you're asking. But guys want to win, guys really care in this room, and I think we'll be fine in that area.
What type of stuff did you see, watching from up top and kind of being, a little bit removed from it? What did you just see from the team down the stretch that maybe you can apply heading into next year?
I think for me, just watching, just trying to learn, honestly. I think when you watch from up top, it looks pretty easy. So there's no guy to take it with a grain of salt. But, I thought guys looked good. I thought guys stepped up after the deadline, too. Benny, 18 years old, I thought he played pretty damn well towards the end of the year there, and it's pretty impressive. So I don't know if I learned a ton, but I think just watching and seeing everybody kind of elevate their games was pretty impressive. He's making more jokes than anything, probably, but he's when I first got it, he was really helpful in the first couple weeks when I had the sling. He was always asking if I needed help or anything, or we live right around the corner from each other too, so he was always there for me, but Tomer likes to crack a lot of jokes.
What was losing Kyle at the deadline, and obviously the roster got even younger, how much would you welcome, the addition of some more veteran presence in here, just given what you lost?
Yeah, obviously Oki was, our leader and captain and unbelievable human being. So, just his presence alone gone is, I think it was a little bit to get used to. Obviously, I wasn't really in the room, but, I wouldn't say we need to bring in, veteran leadership. I think, guys have been in the league long enough now where it's on us. We don't need someone else to come in and tell us how to do it. I think we got to figure it out for ourselves here. So obviously Oki's missed. I love the guy. and it was hard to lose him, hard character to not be in the room, but I wouldn't say going forward we need like a veteran presence or anything like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.